Hi developers, I'm Hossam Dilia, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to develop iOS applications using Xamarin. Exactly here, we'll learn how to perform navigation to go from page 1 to page 2 and also pass parameters to the page 2. So the application that we want to build today looks like this one here. I have a button in the page 1. When I click that button, I can go to the page 2 and I can come back to page 1. Also, I can pass some parameters. So here, for example, I can pass this text, iOS 10. So then when I go to page 2, I can find that text that I passed as a parameter. So now let's learn how to develop this application using Xamarin Studio. For that, I'll go and fire up Xamarin Studio, go and create a new solution. Here we'll start from scratch. Here we'll choose iOS app, single view app template. Give our application a name, let's call it iOS navigation, and hit next to create your solution. Once the solution is created, we'll go to the main.storyboard, and here we'll create the two pages, page 1 and page 2, and we'll perform the navigation using the storyboard. Here there is the other alternative, which you can do all of this in the code, but here we'll do it using the storyboard. So here for the storyboard, first thing to do, I'll go to the properties window and click outside the view. Go to the properties window again, and here I'll go and uncheck the use size classes. And here I'll go and choose to preview the application as an iPhone 6 application. So this is going to be the first page in my application. Now I want to add a second page. For that, here I'll use the toolbox. And from the toolbox here, I can find that there is, or we can add another view controller. So let's add to our storyboard. So now we have the two controllers, the first one and the second view controller. Now let's say that we have a button in our first view controller. So let's add that button. This button will have a text for navigation to the page 2. So let's say, or go to page 2. Let's make it bigger. Great, so now I want that when I click this button, I can perform navigation to the page 2. So as I said, we can do that in the code behind, but here to make it easier, I'll do that from the storyboard. And you can do this from the storyboard by selecting my button, then hit Control on your keyboard, and do drag and push it to your view controller, to your second page. This way you'll have this option, and here you can choose push. So here you see that it adds this arrow telling that the first page will go to this second page, or the second view controller. So now let's try this application. Here is my button, click it. But here we have an exception, an important exception, that here it tells me that the push sig used can only be used when the source controller is managed by an instance of UI navigation controller. So here I need to use the UI navigation controller and not only the UI view controller. So here the UI navigation controller will be responsible for navigation between one page to another one. To use the UI navigation controller, I come back to my storyboard and add the navigation controller. I can find it here. So let's drag and drop it to our storyboard. Here, the UI navigation controller comes with a default page that it points to. Here in my case, it's this page. I don't need it, so I'll just go and delete it. And I'll include my UI navigation page and make it as my first navigation controller. I can do that by moving this arrow right here. So now it tells that this navigation controller will be the first one that will be executed by my application. Then right from here, I can choose which controller or which page to be viewed. I can do that by hitting Control and going here to the page that I want. Note here, if I go to this page, then it will get selected in blue. If I want the second page, then that one will be selected in blue. Here I want to go to this first page. So do that, and here you see these options. I choose root. That means when the application launches, it will use the navigation controller, and the navigation controller will tell which user interface will be showed at first. And here, in this case, it's going to be this first page. Now let's run our application. Let's press the button, go to page 2, and here it is. Now we are in page 2. We can hit this back button, and we are again on the page 1. Great. Now, what if I want to pass parameters from page 1 to page 2? So let's learn how to do that using the storyboard. Let's first add a text field where the user can put a name, for example, and then we'll pass that name as a parameter to the page 2. So let's go to the toolbox, look for text field, add the text field here, let's make it larger, and then let's give it a name by going to the properties window, and right here, name, let's call it name text field. And then we want to show that value in this second screen. So to do that, again, I'll use my toolbox to get a field. So let's look for a field here. Drag and drop it. Make it bigger also. And let's call it name field. That's great. Now let's perform the first operation, which is to get that value written inside this name text field. Then we'll go to the second page and get that parameter and show it inside our second page. So to do that, we can use the override of a method called prepare for segue. And to do that, we'll go to the view controller and override our view segue prepare for segue method. Here, from inside this method, we'll get a reference to our second view controller. And we can do that by having a second view controller, but here I only have one view controller that is bound to this first page. The second view controller here, the second page, doesn't have another view controller bound to it. So we need to have a view controller with this second page. To do that, simply we select this second view controller, the second page, then go to the properties window, and right from here you see that here I can bind it with the same first view controller, but here it's better to have another view controller separately. So let's call it page 2 view controller. By hitting enter, you see that here Xamarin Studio created another class for me that inherits from UI view controller. So it's a UI view controller for my second page. That's great. Now let's go back to our first view controller. And right from here, we'll go and get a reference to our page 2 view controller. We can get that reference using the parameter segue here, which is of type UI storyboard segue. So the segue have a property, call it destination view controller, because here the prepare for segue will be executed when we navigate from the page 1 to page 2. So at that time it knows which view controller I am navigating to. In this time is my page 2 view controller. So I need to cast to that, because here the destination view controller is a generic, or it's of type UI view controller, and they can just cast it to my page 2 view controller. So that now we have a reference to our page 2 view controller, we can pass parameters to it. We can do that by accessing the properties of the page 2 view controller directly, if it have a public properties. So if we can do that, then let's create public properties for the page 2 view controller. So I'll go to the page 2 view controller and add a property. Here I use the shortcut PROP and hit tab 2 times to generate this code snippet. And here I specify the type of my property of type string and call it name. Now let's use this name property from here to pass the parameter. So access the name property and let's assign it to our name text field dot text to take the property text and assign it to our name property. Good, so that's the way how to send parameters from page 1 to page 2. That's the simplest way, actually. Now from inside the page 2, we need to view that, or to show that parameter inside our name label. I'll do that using the view did load method. So I'll access my name label. Here I need to know what I did call it. So let's go back to the storyboard, select it and go to properties. And here I called it name field. Okay, so that's name field. Dot text will be equal to our name property. Great, so now let's run our application. Let's specify some text here. Let's say iOS. Go to page 2. And here it is, the text that we have entered in the first page. So that's all. And I hope this video was helpful for you. And thank you.